Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are going to be finishing up on some of the challenges in moving in the supernatural gifts. One comment I want to make is a reminder that even though we've listed some challenges, you're going to have your own challenges. So really what we want to do is just accept that we're in process and to not take the whole notion of trial and error personally. The process is just like any other learning curve, that if there are areas that suit you more, or God may put you in a direction that you don't have great strengths, our goal is always to build that relationship with Him and increase your ability to hear Him clearly and learn to rule over yourself and reign over your circumstances. It's not about getting good at your gifts or performing or defending God or having an impact on your nation. That all may be true. That all may happen. But that's not the goal. That will be the consequence. Keep the focus on you and God. Your soul aligning with your spirit so that He can flow with no hindrances. We get to enjoy being with Him and seeing what He's doing and how He's doing it and why and how He loves us and how He loves others, and learning about how He causes His plans to come about. And we talked last week about our enemies, and especially the demonic interference. I want to go back and cover a little bit of that again. God's not going to put you in a situation that He can't handle. So many of God's children, you and I, we don't want to try something because we're afraid of paying a penalty, that we'll do something wrong and then the enemy will get us or hurt someone in our family. Now, I want to say right up front that the devil and his little demons, they do have power. But you have more. And the only way you will know how much power and authority and strength you have is by being put over time into these situations. One of the emphases we always look at is developing judgment, learning these things in your own terms, developing an approach to your own battles, your warfare. and coming to terms with where you lack confidence, where you are wounded, and talking to God about those, asking Him for healing, for change, for whatever is lacking. Reminding yourself that it is God Himself who has brought you to this moment in time for your good. Not so you can fail. Not so you can succeed, but so you can learn. So you can experience whatever is necessary at any given moment. We have such a limited perception of even our own spirit. And to begin to accept our true nature, our soulical nature, we have to come to the limits of that strength. Now, how God does that in you is going to be different than how He does it in anyone else. But what we want to do is develop the habit of depending on God for those answers. Lord, what is going on in this situation? Am I missing something? Am I paying attention to something that is none of my business? What do I do here? Is this something I need to look into more? What about this situation here? Do I make a decision here, or is this the wrong time for that? And as we start asking God and take everything to Him, and I don't mean, okay, should I get on this bus, or should I get off at my stop, or should I turn left on my way to work or right? There are things that we definitely do set aside time for when we are making a decision or when He draws us. But the rest of the time, we live in an awareness of His presence. And it is His presence that directs us and guides us. And now we've talked often about the whole process of cultivating a quiet lifestyle, cultivating quietness, and allowing Him to reveal Himself and to sharpen our senses. So as we move into finishing these challenges and start to move into actually starting to move in some of the supernatural gifts, we start with a recognition and increased awareness of the times that God is already speaking to us. So be taking notes and ask the Lord specifically on a regular basis, Lord, was there any time today that you moved in one of the areas that you want me to pay more attention to that I missed? Did I miss you in my life today? And what that will automatically do is sharpen your hearing and increase your awareness so that tomorrow we start out with a day with, I don't want to miss Him today. Now, let me just reassure you of something. Right now, God is moving all around you. You are not alone. There are the supernatural realm that exists all around you is active and moving. And your spirit has authority over that. And your soul, we're trying to increase the soulical senses, your soulical senses, so that you can be more aware of what's going on around you right now. So this is not about changing the supernatural realm so things will happen and you'll be aware of them. Instead, it's increasing your awareness of what's already going on around you. So let the Lord open your eyes, increase your awareness. Now, for some, that whole concept is kind of scary. And that's one thing. You just take that to the Lord. Everything. You just say, Lord, why is this scary? And a lot of this comes down to trust and experiencing God's love for you. Do you know He loves you? Have you experienced His love for you? Are you confident that He loves you? And that He is not going to put you into any situation that He can't handle? That this is all for you? And that you've already agreed and knew what He was doing before He even did it? So you can put your trust in Him. But that trust is going to be built on past experience. Remind yourself of the wounds God has already healed in your life. And the promises He's given to entice you to know Him more. And then let Him direct you. So let's talk again about these little demons and the critters and whatever else is going on in the supernatural realm. I think there's more than we have an idea of, but we're just not ready for it. But the supernatural realm, the beings there, again, they're under, if you are born again, if you have been born of spirit, spirit begets spirit. The spiritual realm has authority over the supernatural realm. So even if you don't know it, even if you don't know how to use your weapons, even if your senses are not sharpened, regardless, you have authority. You have power. You have strength. You have courage. You have everything that's necessary to rule and reign in the supernatural realm. You simply lack training. And with that training comes confidence. So you're going to get, there's going to be times when you don't understand what's going on. Don't let that distract you. God may explain at the time. He may not. That's His prerogative. But don't feel the need to compare what God is doing in your life with what He's doing in anybody else's life. It's really none of your business. Stay focused on what He's doing in your life. It will be satisfying. So many want to get involved in the gifts of the Spirit, of the supernatural realm, the ministry gifts, in order to find satisfaction, to fill a need, to have wounds healed, when really that's not the purpose at all. God Himself meets your needs, and He's already done it in your spirit. It is we're the ones who are keeping Him from fully satisfying our soul. Not that we're doing it intentionally, but by attempting to maintain control, to hold Him at arm's length. But God knows how to get you where you need to go, so just follow along with Him. Now, along the way, as you grow in dependence on God, you become an enemy of your enemies. When you're just following along, doing your own thing, maybe going to church and worshiping God and loving Him, certainly, you're no threat. You've built a life that accommodates your enemies. And again, your enemies are the world system, your flesh, your crutches, your lies, and the devil, and the demons, and the supernatural creatures. And again, God leaves them there. He could get rid of them all. But His goal is that you, through Him, overcome the world system. Things like time, peer pressure, the whole idea that this is your existence here on this earth. That's an enemy. Because that keeps you from knowing who you truly are. And He's already overcome the devil. He created him. That's total control. He can wipe him off the face of the earth with a millisecond thought. But He doesn't. And it's not because there's a law that says He has to leave him here. It's He needs him. He wants him here for us to train on. And so, because He has already accomplished that overcoming in those two areas, because we are in Him, we have also finished that job. Those enemies, the world system and the devil, are already conquered enemies. They've already lost the war. The only battles that we have to engage personally is in regards to our flesh, our lies, our wounds, our crutches. And this is very often why we want to focus on other things, because that enemy is very close to home. It's very personal. So we talked last week about setting up the situations for you. And our challenge is to not make assumptions about those roadblocks, about those distractions, about the enemy moving in our life. Don't assume that, okay, when something in your life goes wrong, don't assume it's from the devil. Oh, I didn't get that job. I was so sure. God told me I was going to get that job. I didn't get that job. It's an attack from the enemy. Maybe. Maybe not. How do you find out? And you should find out. You ask the Lord. You don't ask a friend. You don't ask your pastor or your congregation. You ask the Lord first. He may say, okay, now I want you to get some wise counsel in this. Maybe you need some feedback on your interviewing skills. But ask the Lord, did I hear you correctly? Was there interference? And you let Him answer. That's how you win the battle. When you do that, it doesn't matter whether you got that job you thought you'd get, because you won the battle, because you asked God, what went on there? Did I miss something? So the effects on the enemy is not the battle. It's, are you trying to fight the fight yourself? Or do you always take it back to God? What's going on here? Now, you are going to have to face your fears in this area at some point in time. It may not be on this earth existence. It may be in whatever comes next. And a lot of these things are not under your control. How far God takes you along, whatever, you know, plane he has, that's not under your control. What is under your control is relying on him during the path, during the journey. You keep on trying to get out of what he has for you? Or do you say, Lord, what am I supposed to be learning here now? Trusting that it will satisfy on a much deeper level than you've ever imagined possible. And it may be that nobody else ever knows what you're going through, the experiences you have. How God is revealing himself to you. Because that's one of the things God wants us to remember. He values privacy. He values being respectful of him. So often, he can't tell us everything he wants to tell us or share with us everything he wants to share with our soul because we can't keep our mouth shut. We want to just take it and teach somebody else or share it with somebody else. And there's a time for that. But a lot of times, God just wants to share himself with us. He enjoys your company. And he wants you to enjoy it, his company. So when there is the demonic interference, it's no big deal. It's not about, okay, this is a bigger challenge because there's the devil and the demons involved. No. They're all equal. God knows what you're going to need tomorrow, and he provides the training for it today. That should hopefully take some of the pressure off, too, that you don't need to understand what your tomorrow holds. He will have you ready for whatever it is. So ask him if there's areas of your life that you need to adjust. Just really, the more time you spend with him, the greater your discernment, your ability to hear him clearly and precisely. And as that happens, any battle instructions he may give you will be more clear, specific, and reliable. As we seek the Lord for healing and for training, he will direct every battle with unrelenting precision. Sometimes we'll fail, but sometimes we'll succeed. And either way, because we are relying on him and there's no pressure, we will enjoy the process. We'll enjoy the battle because we know the war's been won. So remember that you have nothing to fear from any demonic attack. There's nothing in the demonic realm that can hurt you outside of God. Now, does he sometimes allow us to get hurt? Well, just in other areas of our lives, yes. Because very often, unfortunately, we often learn far more from being hurt than from doing things right. How would we know that God heals if we were never wounded? Fear of being wounded. Take that to the Lord. Fear of being hurt. Accept you are going to be hurt. You are going to be rejected. You are going to do it wrong. It means nothing. It simply means that you're alive, you're in the battle, and you're on your way. So don't read anything into it. Oh, I've made a mistake. If this hadn't happened, if I'd have done this right, this other thing never would have happened. God knows what you need in your armory for each battle. So finally, we want to talk about an unsafe environment. Again, this is challenges. Things we have to be aware of in order to learn the supernatural gifts. And God does want us to do that. Finally, after all these, looking at all these other challenges, we need a safe environment in which to make mistakes. And this is one of the reasons that the Lord himself wants to be our primary teacher. Only God can treat you with the unconditional love, the unconditional acceptance, and the unconditional honor that befits your true identity as a spirit being. As you begin to learn, it is likely that he will put you in circumstances of all kinds, including work, family, the church settings, in order for you to test what you have learned, but also learn how to receive and overcome rejection. Remember, there are only two kinds of people in this world, those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. You're going to get hurt. The Lord will also be building your confidence in his ability to teach and speak, and your ability to hear and act. So that confidence comes. So check your environment. Do you feel safe? And if you don't feel safe in one area, find another area and a different environment. If you don't feel like if you make mistakes in an area, you're not going to step out, whether it be in a particular fellowship or family, but go ahead and seek out an area where you do feel safe. Though we learn directly from God, what we learn is generally put to the test in our day-to-day environment. As we give, as we minister, as we share in a variety of situations, we learn how the Lord is considerate of his audience, how to exert self-control, how to behave under pressure, and how to accept correction, deserved or not. So find your motivation, encouragement, feedback, safety and security in him, and we can boldly and restfully let him live his life through us throughout the day. So next week, and even if you want to reflect back, let the Lord bring to your thoughts any instance or circumstance where he was moving through you spiritually through your supernatural senses, and you didn't realize it. Let him raise your awareness right now. And then tomorrow morning when you get up, do the same. Lord, don't let me miss you. I want to learn how the supernatural realm works. Point out any gifts you want me to focus on, but don't let me miss you today. And then the end of the day, Lord, did I miss you today? Show me where. And that little exercise right there will start to increase your awareness. So I'll pick it up here next week, the same time. You can always drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, have a great evening. This is Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a good night.